Good afternoon. My name is Alicia Lepp, and I manage MAVEN for the North Dakota Department of Health. North Dakota Department of Health's HIV, STD, TB, viral hepatitis program has 22 counseling, testing, and referral, or CTR, sites that are located throughout the state. These sites provide HIV and hepatitis C testing, and they aim to inform their clients' knowledge of their HIV and hepatitis C status, counsel and support risk reduction, and secure needed referrals. This table summarizes the required and recommended activities that are performed at CTR sites. The North Dakota Department of Health requires that certain data elements are submitted for every HIV and hepatitis C test that's performed, and also for every hepatitis vaccine that's administered at CTR sites. The data collected includes client demographics, testing information, and risk factors. Prior to February 2016, CTR sites submitted these required data elements via an online web form, which then dumped into a SQL database. And this process was fairly clunky. It didn't allow those CTR users access to make any kind of changes or add information that would be needed, nor could they use this platform to manage their clients or generate any kind of reports. Additionally, it was also difficult on our end to maintain, and any changes to questions to the form took a pretty significant amount of time and effort to make. So in order to improve the data entry methods and case management for the CTR workers, to improve the data management and the quality control for the HIV STD viral hepatitis prevention coordinator who oversees this program for the state of North Dakota, and to ease the burden of maintaining and ensuring security of the online web form, the decision was made to move the CTR data entry and management from that online web form and SQL database into our electronic disease surveillance system, MAVEN. So the North Dakota Department of Health already allows Ryan White case managers access to MAVEN to view and manage HIV cases that are assigned to them. So adding these CTR workers is actually our second instance of allowing direct data entry and case management by outside agencies of the health department. In order to allow this kind of access, we really have to ensure that these users only have access to the cases that they need. So each CTR worker at the sites that would be performing data entry were assigned a username and a password within MAVEN, and then additionally, they're also assigned to a specific role and group within MAVEN. The role assigned to a user determines what permissions that user has in the system, and that can be limited to certain products or diseases, so in this case, CTR, and also allows them certain permissions, whether they can just view that case or if they can create new cases, edit question data. A role can be limited to a certain product or disease as well. The group assigned to a user controls what events that user can see, such as limiting to a particular product, again in this case CTR, but it can also be a little bit more granular. For instance, you can limit users to be able to only see cases within a specific jurisdiction. So each CTR user was assigned a role in MAVEN called CTR Sites, and this limited the user to only see the CTR product in MAVEN. Additionally, it allows the user certain permissions, such as they can create a new case and then they can edit question data. To set up a group so that CTR users can only view cases that are associated with the site that they work for, we utilize the lookup table and the rule editor within the MAVEN model manager. Each CTR site was assigned to each CTR site is assigned a unique agency ID number. The lookup table, which we name CTR Agency Lookup, has all the CTR users that are within MAVEN located on that Y-axis, and then we associated them with the unique site ID number on the X-axis. The rule editor, which is used to declare outputs after evaluating certain set conditions, assigned a field within the CTR case, which we named Field Epi, that was based on that current user that's logged into MAVEN, so essentially that populates that field with the user name. The next rule then uses the lookup table, and it looks for that field epi that was just created in that previous rule in that x-axis, so it looks for that username, and then it pulls out that agency ID number that's associated with that user in that lookup table, and it creates an execution output called CTR agency. So when a CTR user logs into MAVEN, they're essentially linked to the CTR agency number that was assigned to them in that lookup table. The execution output, CTR agency, that specific number that's assigned to that agency, is used in the group to limit the users to view only the CTR cases that are associated with that particular site. And I'll show in a couple slides how that's determined. CTR users are assigned to a particular group of that agency that they work for. When logged into Maven, CTR users are only allowed to create new cases that's limited to that CTR product. They can also search cases, again, restricted to the CTR product, but also restricted to the agency ID that they belong to. So they can only search for cases with that site ID number assigned to them. And they can also view their most recent cases. So within a case, the CTR product has three question packages, the administrative, demographic, and CTR. Within the CTR question package, the current login user is automatically filled in with that CTR user's login name. And then the agency ID question is populated based on the execution output. And this is that field that's now determining that this case belongs to that site, and that's what's restricting these users to only see those cases that belong to that agency ID number. Both the current login user and the agency ID are hard-coded, so once that's in there and that is automatically populated, that can no longer be changed. So again, only people who have access to that site number are now allowed to view these cases. Additionally, these agencies may have more than one clinic. So using reference codes, these clinics have unique numbers assigned to them as well. So the user can then select the agency number that the individual was either tested or received a vaccine at. And then after selecting that particular number, that's going to fill in the agency name, site, county, and zip code automatically. Additionally, they're required to report on the worker that either performed that test or administered that vaccine. So again, using reference codes, they can now select from a drop-down the workers that work at that particular clinic. So it kind of reduces some of the manual data entry that they would have to do, so they can just select drop-downs. So 5 months after replacing the online web form with Maven for CTR data entry, 21 CTR workers were sent a survey. Of those, 18 responded to it, so we had an 85% completion rate. The majority of respondents agreed or somewhat agreed that Maven is easy to understand, it's easy to use, it saves time in data entry, and it improves their case management. Additionally, the majority of the respondents preferred Maven over the online web form in terms of data entry, correction of errors, freedom in data entry, and case management. 54% said that Maven was much better than the online web form, and 71% preferred Maven for data entry. And overall, 18% were extremely satisfied, 65% were moderately satisfied, and 17% were slightly satisfied with using Maven. So CTR users prefer using Maven over the online web form for CTR data reporting to the North Dakota Department of Health. Maven is a more secure platform for data entry than the online web form, so a risk of data breaches is less likely. Additionally, Maven is easily configurable, so any additional questions that were requested by the North Dakota Department of Health staff or by CDC can quickly be uploaded into the CTR product. CTR workers are able to better manage data on their clients, and they have access to be able to interchange and update data on their clients as needed. The ability for workflows and reports exist within the CTR product, giving those workers better management over their clients and understanding of the risk factors, vaccination status, et cetera, of the clients that they serve through statistical reports that can be quickly generated from Maven. Maven has North Dakota's disease surveillance system is flexible enough to allow direct data entry for CTR workers for better data management and reporting to the North Dakota Department of Health. And we see this as a mutual benefit for the health department because now we're receiving those timely reports and we have that HIV and hepatitis C testing and then the results within one system. And the CTR workers get that ease for data entry methods and management of their clients. So this project demonstrates the feasibility and security of direct data entry into a disease surveillance system by stakeholders that are outside of the health department. And I would just like to acknowledge my co-authors, and thank you.